Hello, this is Barbara, and for the next hour, I'll be reading from the November issue of After 50 on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. From the publishers. Dear readers and advertisers, we have some great events starting in November. Lancaster Opera House has The Christmas Story starting November 28th through December 14th, and is such a classic. Who doesn't remember Ralphie wanting the Red Ryder BB gun? Desiderio's Dinner Theater has Black Comedy starting November 13th through January 11th. This play takes place during a blackout, a must-see. Check out Shays Theater Inside. They have some free movies for you. Our cover and feature story is brought to you by Aesthetics Associates Center and Tre Ore Spa. I found this to be an interesting story as plastic surgery has come a long way. Dr. Samuel Shatkin Jr. describes the different procedures that can be done to make you feel better about yourself. His wife, Joni, also talks about all the skin care procedures that are done at their Tre Ore Spa. As Dr. Shatkin Jr. has quoted, as we embrace life after 50, the desire to look vibrant and refreshed, not different, has never been stronger. If you have seriously contemplated this, please give them a call for a consultation. November 11th is Veterans Day. Thank you to all servicemen and women who sacrificed for our freedom. Fly your flags proudly. Attend a local parade or ceremony to show you support and to show your support and appreciation. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our readers and advertisers. That one day that we tilt our heads back, unhinge our jaw, and eat every darn thing we can with no guilt. On a final note, a great big shout out for our wonderful advertisers who contribute to our monthly contests so our readers can enter to see a play, enjoy a dinner theater, see a movie, or experience a concert. Thank you so much. After 50, we'll never shy away from our position. We are a newspaper for seniors and proud of it. Pain relief. The winter advantage. Keeping your spine and joints healthy with non-surgical decompression, laser therapy, and whole body vibration. As the temperature drops and daylight hours shorten, many people experience more than just the chill of winter. The colder months often bring increased stiffness, joint pain, and muscle tightness, especially for those with back problems, arthritis, or chronic musculoskeletal conditions. For some, even routine daily movements can become challenging. Yet winter can also be an ideal time to focus on healing and rejuvenation, particularly through advanced, non-invasive therapies designed to restore spinal health and improve overall mobility. Modern technologies such as non-surgical spinal decompression, laser therapy, and whole body vibration training with the PowerPlate Pro offer powerful, evidence-supported approaches to maintaining and improving spinal and joint function throughout the winter season. Together, these therapies support circulation, reduce inflammation, and enhance the body's natural healing processes, helping people stay active, pain-free, and resilient even when the weather works against them. Why winter can be hard on the spine and joints. During colder months, the body's tissues tend to tighten and lose flexibility. blood vessels constrict in response to the cold, reducing circulation to muscles and connective tissues. This can increase stiffness and exacerbate discomfort in joints and the spine, particularly in those already dealing with conditions like herniated discs, sciatica, osteoarthritis, or chronic back pain. Additionally, reduced sunlight can decrease vitamin D levels, which impacts bone and muscle health. Cold weather also discourages activity. People spend more time sitting indoors, often with poor posture, whether working on laptops, watching TV, or scrolling through devices. Sedentary habits weaken postural muscles and place additional stress on the spine, leading to muscle imbalances and compression of the spinal discs. Over time, this can cause or worsen conditions such as disc degeneration or nerve impingement. The good news is that winter's challenges can be countered through proactive restorative therapies that don't require surgery, medication, or extended recovering time. Number one, non-surgical spinal decompression, restoring alignment and relieving pressure. Non-surgical spinal decompression has become one of the most effective and sought-after solutions for back and neck pain caused by disc-related problems. Unlike traditional traction, modern decompression technology uses precise, computer-controlled movements to gently stretch and relax the spine. This process creates negative pressure within the spinal discs, promoting the retraction of herniated or bulging material and allowing essential nutrients, oxygen, and fluids to re-enter the disc space. During winter, when spinal compression tends to worsen due to inactivity and muscle tightness, decompression therapy can be especially beneficial. It relieves nerve pressure that causes radiating pain and restores motion to the spinal joints without invasive intervention. Patients often describe it as a reboot for the spine, a comfortable and relaxing experience that helps decompress, rehydrate, and realign the vertebral column. Clinical studies have demonstrated that regular decompression sessions can significantly reduce pain and improve functional mobility for individuals with conditions such as herniated or bulging discs, degenerative disc disease, sciatica and nerve compression, facet joint by dysfunction, chronic low back and neck pain. By improving disc hydration and reducing nerve irritation, patients often experience lasting improvements even after treatment ends. Combined with other regenerative therapies, decompression can be the foundation for long-term spinal wellness. 2. Laser therapy, harnessing light to heal and reduce inflammation. Cold weather can exacerbate inflammation and slow the body's natural recovery processes. Laser therapy, especially class 4 or high-intensity laser therapy, addresses this by using specific wavelengths of light energy to penetrate deep into the tissue, stimulating cellular activity and promoting faster healing. This process, known as photobiomodulation, increases mitochondrial activity within cells, enhancing the production of ATP, the body's cellular energy source. The result is improved circulation, reduced inflammation, and accelerated tissue repair. In practical terms, this means less pain, quicker recovery from muscle and joint strain, and greater overall resilience against winter-related stiffness and soreness. Laser therapy is particularly effective for arthritic joint pain and inflammation, tendon and ligament injuries, muscle tightness and spasms, nerve pain and neuropathy, postural stress and overuse injuries. When paired with spinal decompression, laser therapy amplifies the healing effect by improving the body's ability to repair damaged tissue and by reducing the inflammation that contributes to nerve irritation and joint stiffness. Unlike medications or injections that only mask pain, laser therapy promotes true healing at the cellular level, making it a cornerstone of regenerative care during the winter months. Number three, whole body vibration with Power Plate Pro, building strength and circulation from the ground up. While rest is important, movement is essential, especially in cold weather. The Power Plate Pro, a whole body vibration platform, offers a unique and scientifically validated way to activate muscles, improve circulation, and enhance flexibility in just minutes per session. Its precisely calibrated variations stimulate reflexive muscle contractions throughout the body up to 30 to 50 times per second, engaging multiple muscle groups simultaneously. This form of mechanical stimulation not only strengthens stabilizing muscles that protect the spine, but also promotes lymphatic drainage and increases blood flow to the joints and tissue. These effects help warm up the body, reduce stiffness, and accelerate recovery from daily strain or exercise. Some of the key benefits of using the Power Plate Pro include improved posture and core stability, enhanced flexibility and range of motion, faster recovery and reduced muscle soreness, improved balance and coordination, increased bone density and circulation. For individuals with chronic pain or limited mobility, whole body vibration provides a safe and low impact form of exercise that enhances the benefits of decompression and laser therapy. When performed before or after these treatments, it can prepare muscles for therapy or aid in post-treatment recovery. Integrative benefits. A synergistic approach to winter wellness. Each of these therapies, non-surgical decompression, laser therapy, and power plate vibration, offers distinct physiological benefits. But when combined in a structured wellness program, they create a powerful synergy. Decompression addresses the mechanical aspect, restoring alignment, reducing disc pressure, improving joint motion. Laser therapy targets the biochemical level, reducing inflammation and accelerating tissue repair. Whole body vibration enhances neuromuscular function, circulation, and metabolic activity. Together, they promote a full spectrum approach to spinal and joint health that is both preventative and restorative. This combination helps patients not only relieve pain, but also strengthen their body's resilience, allowing them to remain active, independent, and comfortable all year round. A winter commitment to longevity and mobility. Investing in spinal and joint health during the winter months pays dividends that extend far beyond the season. By addressing pain and dysfunction early and using advanced non-invasive therapies, that work with the body rather than against it, individuals can avoid unnecessary surgery, reduce reliance on medications, and experience a higher quality of life. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from After 50 on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Non-surgical decompression, laser therapy, and whole body vibration are not just treatments. They represent a shift toward proactive, evidence-based wellness. In an era when too many people wait until pain limits their lives, these therapies can empower individuals to take charge of their health and stay active through the coldest months and move confidently into spring with renewed vitality. So this winter, rather than retreating from activity or resigning yourself to stiffness and pain, consider a more modern approach. Decompress, recharge, and rejuvenate your spine and joints from the inside out. Lessons from Nature by Lynn Camara. November in the garden. This has been a very challenging gardening season. First, there was the wet, cold spring, followed by the hot, dry, mid to late summer into the fall. I'm writing this article in mid-October and have no idea what weather the rest of the month will bring. If the drought persists, watering will continue to be an issue. Many people shut their garden down in fall and just leave it until spring. However, it's very important to keep your plants, trees, and shrubs hydrated right up until the soil freezes. The dry soil has lots of air pockets, which can be harmful to plant roots. Plants slow down their growth in fall, but they aren't dormant and need to be kept hydrated. If roots dry out during the fall, it weakens the plant and makes it more susceptible to winter damage. When the ground is too dry and winter frost hits, the cold can penetrate deeper into the soil and damage the root system. Moist soil acts like a cozy blanket for roots, slowing the freezing process and protecting them from harsh winter conditions. Western New York is known for strong winter winds, which can cause winter desiccation. When winter winds pull moisture from the plant's leaves faster than it can be replaced by the roots. If the soil has a sufficient moisture, this helps to counteract the drying of the foliage. Any perennial tree or shrub planted this season needs extra care with keeping the soil moist until the ground freezes. Their root systems aren't as developed as well-established plants, and they will be the first to be damaged by winter weather. If you haven't cut back your perennials, don't. Many perennials can be left up over winter. The crowns help protect the roots from temperature fluctuations, and the seeds offer much-needed food for winter birds. There are also many beneficial insects which overwinter in the leaf litter or lay their eggs in the stems. Ecologically, it's much better to leave perennials up, and it gives me great pleasure to see the plants poking through the snow. The exception to this is any plant that has had disease. Those should be cut back and discarded, not put in your compost. If you have any potted perennials that you don't get planted, you can store them in an unheated garage. Dig the pot into the soil or place it among ground cover and cover with leaves. The important thing is to prevent the roots from freezing. If you have an open compost pile, you can dig them in there and cover them with leaves. It's a good idea to hold the leaves down with deer or bird netting so that they don't blow away over the winter. This also helps prevent small critters from digging in. Although fall isn't the best time to prune many trees and shrubs, any dead or damaged branches should be trimmed. This will eliminate the possibility of them breaking during a winter storm and damaging home, garage, etc. Any branches that have grown large enough to be in the way or in danger of poking someone in the eye should also be removed. That being said, if a dead branch or tree is not in the way of harming anything, you can leave it up. Dead trees and branches are a wonderful habitat for beneficial insects and a natural bird feeder for woodpeckers and other insect-eating birds. There's still time to plant bulbs, but do it soon. If you have trouble with critters digging up the bulbs, put a layer of pea gravel or small chicken wire just under the top soil level as you fill the planting hole. This will keep them from digging. Save those leaves. Let the leaves protect your gardens. You can remove them in the spring if needed. Save any mulched leaves for use as mulch next spring. You can store them in a pile outside or in leaf bags. I keep my bags of mulch leaves under some trees for the winter, and it's ready to use in the spring. Mulched leaves are proving to be the most beneficial garden mulch, as it helps improve the soil as well as keep the weeds down and soil moisture in. Fallen leaves are nature's way of feeding itself. Don't throw them out. Let's hope by the time you read this, we're having a beautiful mild fall with ample rain to help the plants get through the winter. Happy gardening. I Just Have One Question by Doug Carpenter. Done any good pivoting lately? Modern life certainly expects a lot of us, doesn't it? Just to make it through an average day, you really have to be on your toes and ready to employ a set of life skills that it's probably taken you a lifetime to acquire. The first requisite behavior on the list would be undoubtedly to be present, which basically doesn't really involve much more than simply showing up. And how hard could that be? You might be surprised. The power move, of course, is to combine it with the next advantageous attribute, participating. And why not, since you're already there? Since we all know that getting noticed and having your value recognized are essential to succeeding at just about anything. Your quest to collect a complete set of these critical skills may, however, require you to cultivate behavioral capabilities that are not as mutually complementary as those first two are, but, in fact, rather self-contradictory, as if life isn't itself. On any given day, for example, you could find yourself dealing with a family member who is deeply distraught or desperately in need of comforting from the most emotionally empathetic version of you that you've ever seen. Then, before the dust raised by that crisis has even begun to settle, someone else near and dear to you could suddenly go into a total meltdown, necessitating the warm, fuzzy you that you had only just become to morph yet again into you that is stoic enough to administer a much-needed dose of tough love. As popularity contests go, we quickly learn that being all things to all people is about as unwinnable as they come. But you don't have to sit through that Lifetime movie too many times before you make an even more conscious, expanding discovery. It eventually becomes clear to you that even when life casts other yin and yang emotional pairs, like cautious and adventurous, or inflexible and responsive, or conventional and free-spirited, as the leads in your personal docudrama, its never-changing plot still gets pretty stale pretty quickly, almost as fast as the popcorn for sale in the theater lobby. It doesn't take us long to also realize that, like every other human being standing with us in life's great cosmic ticket line, we're each born with a non-expiring pass to an intermissionless screening of our gripping biopic. And in what I'd like to think of as fate's way of improving the odds of us finding a date to take to the show, those talents and techniques you work for years to develop frequently play a key role in determining who you end up clicking with significant otherwise. Thanks to the widely acknowledged opposites attract effect, your someday significant someone often brings vastly different skills to the twosome, which experience has shown can be either a great relationship equalizer or annoying as all get out. You'd think that something this obvious would be fairly detectable well in advance. But as they say, love is blind, or at the very least severely nearsighted. By any metric, though, it will still constantly test your mettle. But no matter how hard you cram for the test, whether by reading every Oprah-endorsed self-help book or taking every compatibility quiz that appears in Cosmopolitan magazine, sooner or later there's another life skill that you're going to need to master, one that doesn't really have a flip side behavioral opposite, but does deliver some potentially unpleasant consequences. You might already have heard about this one. What with this being election season? It's a bit of fancy footwork called pivoting, which is essentially the fine art of instantaneously changing your position, your attitude, or your beliefs, or merely the appearance that you have any of those if, like so many politicians, you actually don't, in the face of negative feedback. Actually, I may have to take that back. No flip side claim, since the laws of physics clearly tell us that there's an equal and opposite reaction to virtually everything, and unfortunately, no bypass switch you can flip to avoid it. In this case, the alternative to pivoting is basically not doing anything and facing the fallout your inaction invites, quite possibly setting off the very tsunami of unpleasantness you were hoping your pivot would prevent. And yet it has become one of the candidate class's favorite go-to moves, because if there's one thing that vote vultures are desperate to be good at, it's avoiding things they'd rather not deal with. But frankly, who wouldn't? Largely, private citizens don't develop the same level of finesse in sidestepping sticky situations as do their perennially campaigning representatives, who understandably get a lot more practice that they wouldn't need if they didn't get themselves into so many. But as much as having such extra survival skills might seem like it would be one of the few actually enviable perks of living a public life, it's a luxury that comes at a price, especially this time of year. Ask any politician who has ever felt the exhaustion of having to perpetually monitor which way the winds of public opinion are blowing just to keep their job or at least avoid prosecution. If you hadn't noticed, things are getting pretty ugly out there. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from After 50 on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. It's one reason that, as the days grow shorter and voting booths' shadows grow taller, pivot-happy politicos invariably begin spinning like weather vanes in a hurricane. And you think that following political news makes your head spin? It seems like their lives would be so much easier if they just consulted their moral compasses before setting out on their quest for power. Of course, that would require them to understand how compasses actually work. On a real compass, rather than pointing toward true north, its needle is drawn to the Earth's magnetic north pole, the same way that too many politicians' moral compasses point them not toward telling you what they truly believe, but toward selling you whatever they think they can talk you into buying. Although it's no simple task to pin down any politician, regardless of the direction they lean, on exactly what they consider their true north to be, the idealists generally tend to gravitate toward the greater good, while the pragmatists seem to prefer staging their political performances in the theater of the possible. In either case, should the success of their respective efforts to produce good for good's sake or just plain good deals also happen to generate good polling numbers and good fundraising proceeds, they're usually all good with that too. As for the rest of the hustings hustlers who populate the political realm, any number of motivations could account for their desire to enter the electoral fray, particularly if their hunger for personal validation craves the satisfaction of voter admiration. Or perhaps their other, more material needs find the lure of self-enrichment irresistible. Those of us whose names will never appear on a ballot may not have carefully curated public images to perfect and protect, but that doesn't mean our beliefs aren't subject one way or another to the often unforgiving scrutiny and judgment of others. We are destined to be times when we're challenged to abandon the delusion of self-determination and bow to the pressure to fall in line, which comes from within us almost as often as it comes from around us. Like the moment when the small self-sympathizing voice in your head chooses to keep its tempted to become very big trap shut rather than tell a friend or family member exactly what they're full of. As desperately as you may have wanted to pivot and deliver a knockout counter-argument with the rhetorical right hand that you've mentally, if not physically, clenched, but a selfless non-pivot like that is relatively easy compared with the kind that are purely self-preservational and not the least bit optional. Like when someone new assumes leadership in your workplace or an organizational situation. Darn, and just when you think when things were going exactly the way you like them to go. The thing is, though, that when leaders lead, for some reason, they seem to have this strange expectation that others will follow. And not just follow physically, but intellectually and philosophically as well. And, I should add, with enthusiasm, regardless of whether you're thrilled with the group's newly mandated or collectively embraced mission or not. Understandably, lack of enthusiastic support doesn't pose the same kind of problems for us members of the masses as it does for our would-be leaders, even the most self-respecting of whom usually hit the campaign trail packing a pocket full of hopefully persuasive persuasive pivots. A pocket full of miracles would, of course, be preferable. But these days, they're even harder to come by than self-respecting politicians. Still, no amount of pivoting, however deftly executed, can save you if your attempt to spin away from an unpopular position is so accelerated that you effectively corkscrew yourself into the ground and end up trapped at the bottom of a deep self-excavated hole. Don't worry, though. Chances are you've never engaged in truly politician-level pivoting. Not that all pivoting is bad. Because when you engage in it constructively, it's actually one of the most valuable life skills there is. One that's key to our ability to perceive the world, learn from living, and ultimately adapt, change, or grow. After all, you can't see all that there is to see, and certainly not everything you need to see from just one perspective. You have to be able and willing to bend forward, backward, to the left, or to the right, and yes, even occasionally pivot. But whatever you do, just don't pull a 180 and stop. The last thing you want to do at any age is to turn your back on life, not when you have so much more than you know to look forward to. Poetic journeys. Balance. Keeping a balance in our lives is not always easy to do, seeing that at a more mature age, we tend to wear several hats. If we are not careful, this often can create a bit of imbalance in our lives. For some of us who are still parenting, we have the responsibility of caring for our children. With being a parent, we often put our needs aside to please our children. We can feel guilty for putting our needs first from time to time, and this can cause an imbalance in our lives. One area that can be neglected is our relationships, whether it's with our significant others, married or unmarried. In a marriage, it's important to keep excitement, and that can often go sour in caring for your children. Having a family takes extreme balance. Scheduling is very essential in order to maintain a healthy balance. In a dating relationship, keeping a balance can be even a bit more challenging. Being that you have responsibilities at home with your children, it's still important to maintain a balance with time. Most times we already may find it difficult to balance enough time in a day. We have work schedules, children's daily schedules, which can all be overwhelming at times, so making time for anything else can be challenging. Self-preservation is the number one thing to keep first in our lives. Without self-preservation, we are unable to keep a healthy balance in any of our relationships, at home, work, or in society as a whole. Another area in our lives where we may have trouble with balance can be the people-pleasing side of ourselves. We may be a people-pleaser without even knowing. People-pleasing may be confused with being caring and supportive. What we don't sometimes realize is that we can be supportive and attentive without over-people-pleasing. Balance is hard to maintain when people-pleasing in every healthy situation there is give and take. If things are one-sided, someone will feel neglected and unappreciated. Being loving and caring and pleasing to the people that is important to us is okay, as long as we have boundaries. When people-pleasing can become extreme is when you find yourself putting everybody's wants and needs ahead of your own. Do not lose yourself in your wants and needs, being overly attentive to others and their wants and needs. This causes imbalance. Where there is imbalance, there is usually somewhere a very unhappy person. We all want to feel loved and important to someone, especially that someone that you really love and care for. Friends, family, our children, significant others, and our employers, to name a few, are people that we most definitely want to please. Do we want to be pleased? The answer is yes, or the answer should be yes. People pleasers often feel guilty for wanting to be treated equally and wanting their needs met. Again, it is not important to keep a balance. I'm sorry. Again, it is important to keep a balance and not forget about putting ourselves first sometimes and self-preserve. Balancing the most important part of our lives is balancing our health. Some of us that are caring for loved ones, such as a parent or a spouse, can lose focus with our own health care. The things that I mentioned, like self-preservation, is a big part of maintaining our health. Taking a good look at ourselves regularly, making sure we are doing the things needed to keep ourselves healthy, mentally and physically. Examples are regular doctor and dental visits, taking time for exercise and meditation. Keeping in touch with our inner selves is a plus as well. Some people have a spiritual side. Keeping in touch with that side is just as important. Keeping our focus on keeping a good, healthy balance will definitely be an asset to our overall good, healthy life. It is totally essential to educate ourselves on how to maintain a good, healthy lifestyle. Things like researching good, healthy eating for your body type and planning out a strong and realistic exercise schedule, I'm sure will make a big difference. With exercise, it is not just a physical thing. It can also be a mental thing. We also need to exercise our brain. For example, reading opens up doors to relaxation, which can play a big part in keeping healthy. So balance sounds like the key to a good, healthy life for you and the people who share in your life. Remembering that it is totally okay to give of yourself, but let's not forget to keep a little part of you for you. The best way is to keep focus, set boundaries, limit overly people-pleasing, and self-preserve in order to maintain balance. Keeping balance is a lot of work, especially with limited time in a day. Balance may be challenging, but necessary and not impossible to do. Let us make keeping a balance a priority in our lives so we can live a good, productive, and happy, healthy life. We must have love of self in order to properly love anyone else. We cannot be successful at any of our life endeavors without the balance that we need to maintain our lifestyle. We all want extreme happiness. We all want to be fulfilled and feel like we have lived an accomplished life. Let us fill our life with positivity and surround ourselves with people, places, and things that will bring us to joy and the balance that we need to display our better selves. Let's keep balance and live a good, healthy, and fulfilling life, and never forget the importance of balance. Balance time. Preserve our mind. To all others, be kind. Let's keep in mind that for self, we have to make time. With boundaries, let's draw a line. Make balance first all the time. With doing this, we will find the joy in life and characteristics that make us one of a kind. You are listening to a reading of articles and features from After 50 on the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Fitness by Richard Durwald, 89-year-old senior fitness wellness consultant for Erie County Senior Services. Wanting a version of life that no longer exists. This is personal. This article is a complete departure from anything I have ever written. It is personal. I am authoring this article with the sincere hope that it will serve as some form of support and acceptance for those who are or have been in a similar situation. My philosophy about living a full life is and always has been to live in the present. The fact is that today, right now, is your only true reality. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is mystery. The recent passing of my beloved wife, Maureen, to whom I was married for 60 years, provoked a constant flood of memories from which my mind could not escape. For one of the very few times in my life, I wished I could return to the way things were. For Maureen's celebration of life, I included this poem on her memorial card. If tears could build a stairway and memories were a lane, I would walk right up to heaven and bring you back again. No one can turn back time, and although my heartbreak is currently unbearable, I know that constantly longing for a version of life that no longer exists can be detrimental to emotions and mental health, often resulting in a state of depression from which some people can never undo. Easier said than done. My wife passed away on September 2nd, 2025. Today is October 15th, and the pain of her loss has not subsided. Going forward with life is much easier said than done. Just to make things clear, I never, ever want to forget the great memories of our 60 years together. They will always be my most treasured possession, never to be forgotten. I am going to do my best to practice what I preach and somehow return to a state of positivity to set an example of resilience for my remaining family, my son, daughter-in-law, and my four grandchildren. I know that to remain in a state of grief would be a disservice and harmful to those I love. We may sometimes long to return to our life as it was in the past, but for the sake of our mental and physical health, we must always strive to live in the present. You and I must realize that change, especially the loss of a loved one, is unfortunately, sadly, an undeniable reality of life. In the weeks immediately following my wife's passing, I became withdrawn, not wanting to leave the house or even to talk on the telephone. I worked for Erie County Senior Services for many years and knew the connection between aging, death, and depression, but it took me a few weeks to realize my morbid emotions were normal and natural, but also knew that to embrace and hold on to those emotions of grief and sadness would be self-inflicted, destructive decision. I am making some progress. Suggested, isolation is a major cause of depression in older people. Keep active and take advantage of the mental and physical life-enhancing programs offered by the Erie County Office of Aging. Call 716-858-8555. 2-6. Beauty After 50 by Brenda Romanow. With so many options for your beauty routines and services available today, how does one choose? Holistic options, general care, home care with this and home care with that, medical. It's confusing for sure. You can never go wrong when starting with a reputable skin care product line and someone who knows the ropes in the business. Keep in mind there are two very different routes to take, the over-the-counter direction and the professionally advised direction. When someone enters our skin care clinic, admitting she's been on the same product for 20 years, it is a red flag to us. They usually don't know where to go from here and probably do not like the appearance of how their skin is aging. Skin needs do differ often throughout one's 20-year routine. Skin of the youth requires two things, moisture and sun protection. As we mature, that clearly is not enough. Reproduction of cells slows. Therefore, the repair mechanism of youth isn't functioning up to the needs we want. Shopping for over-the-counter products without understanding more than the bylines is the challenge. The words and phrases such as hydrating, smooth, gentle, softening, deep cleansing, and oil-free are just a few we hope will give us the improvement and maintenance we want for our skincare. These words are open to interpretation because everyone's understanding differs. Dermatologists tested, for instance, does not require a team of them to endorse a claim. It takes only one. In language of skincare, the language of skincare can be very confusing. Another note of interest lies in the claim hypoallergenic, which is unregulated and may still cause a reaction when applied. Professional products have their own level of ingredients. For example, vodka comes in several different standards, from well being less smooth over the palate to top shelf, which are more refined with smoother flavors. Top shelf vodka could be linked to our professional brands. We rely on products to give us results that we want using quality-rich ingredients. Products can be gentle but still activate change without alarming the skin by making it too dry or irritated. Also, dry skin needs to become more moist, and heavier solutions aren't necessarily the answer. Lighter, less occlusive products may better absorb into the skin, while heavier weight formulas may simply lay atop the skin. Many years ago, when we were first introduced to hyaluronic acid, HA, we tested a viscous solution of HA on our hands, and I remember oohing and eyeing over how smooth it felt. Our chemist laughed and said it was the cheapest quality and would sit atop of your skin until you washed it off. His point was to show us that the best quality of HA would immediately be absorbed into the skin to do what it was supposed to do. As mentioned earlier, holistic methods of skin are often used within our treatment procedures. Essential oils, hydrosols, cupping, lightening products, an array of massage methods and amazing techniques, including light therapy and muscle stimulation. Even though we can and have improved the visual appearance of skin and support its general functioning, we don't stop there. Lightening under the eyes, improving unwanted discoloration, removing skin tags, broken capillaries, and unwanted hair removal, and toning muscles are also within our domain. Our goal is to keep you safe while providing change and improvement for your skincare needs. Call for more information about your skincare. Desired Image Skincare Clinic. Caregiving After 50. Is a retirement community right for you? Exploring the options in retirement living can be exciting and overwhelming. Here is a brief guide on what to consider. Downsizing, maintenance-free living, and easy access to leisure activities are among the top reasons why people choose a retirement community. While that basic model persists, retirement communities have evolved to cater to a wider variety of interests. A niche focus makes it easier to find a community where you can connect with people who share similar interests and values. However, it's easy to get swept away by dazzling promotional materials. It is important to plan and research wisely, especially in terms of location and access to both health services and social engagement. Be sure to find out if there are any hidden or escalating costs and talk to current residents and their families about the pros and cons of a community. When exploring continuing care retirement communities, it's crucial to factor health care into your plan. Access to health care is critical, and it may become more of a necessity later in life. Proximity and access, quality of care, and consistency of care are important to consider when researching retirement communities. A continuing care retirement community enables residents to move to various levels of care as needed. For instance, a person might start an independent living, but eventually require help with daily tasks necessitating a move to assisted living. If a condition progresses, skilled nursing might be needed for rehabilitation or more permanent care. CCRCs provide peace of mind and ease transition and care needs, but they often come with high entrance fees and long-term contracts, which can limit flexibility. Costs and contracts vary widely among retirement communities. CCRCs typically offer two pricing options, entrance fees or rentals. While the pricing can seem overwhelming, entry fees can be funded in different ways, such as from the sale of a house or home or sale leaseback arrangements. Options vary widely. Compared to independent retirement rental communities, CCRs offer more amenities and supportive health care as needs evolve, such transitions to assisted living and nursing care. Rental communities have lower move-in fees, but costs for assisted living and memory care rise with inflation. Independent living communities are for people who can live on their own, but seek services like home maintenance, landscaping, social activities, fitness centers, security, dining. Average monthly prices can range from $3,000 and up, plus homeowners association fees. Assisted living communities cater to people who need help with the activities of daily living, such as medication management, bathing, dressing, and mobility. These communities usually have a 24/7 staff and offer services like housekeeping, laundry, transportation to doctor's appointments, meals, and group activities. At the highest price point of care are memory care and skilled nursing facilities designed for those who need continual monitoring and care. Medicare may cover some skilled nursing costs for a limited time. Most memory care facilities are self-paid. When planning a retirement move, think carefully about what matters most to you. Start by creating a reasonable timeline based on your current and future needs. Key questions to facilitate your search should include what kind of lifestyle you desire. Consider what you want to maintain or change in retirement. Think about hobbies, social needs, or how you want to spend your days. What your financial capabilities and needs are can evaluate your financial situation and determine what you actually can afford. What kind of support might you need now and in the future, even if you do not need current assistance? Finally, think about where you want to live in terms of vicinity to family, friends, and healthcare services. Also consider the climate, local amenities, and overall quality of life in the area. You have been listening to articles and features from the November issue of After 50. Your reader has been Barbara. Thank you for listening.